This is Henry Diffenthal, and it is my pleasure to present to you tonight a comedy called Cat in the Bag, starring Tony Wood, Maureen Adair, Roger Servais, and John Kingsley.
You'll do.
Oh, I didn't see you there, Olive.
No, you wouldn't. You were drowned in your reflection, sunk without a trace.
What do you think of this tie?
Very little.
Mary bought it for me.
Oh, I might have guessed. It looks like her. More enthusiasm than taste.
Well, it's bright and cheerful. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with Blackpool Illuminations, but I wouldn't wear them round my neck.
I won't have my own daughter telling me what to wear and what not to wear. Isn't it time you were on your way?
Oh, I'm in two minds whether to go or not.
Oh? I thought it was all arranged.
Well, what time's she coming?
Who? Mary Fletcher?
Who else?
Oh, about 8, I expect. Not before.
Well, I've got plenty of time, then.
That's nothing at all to do with it. You're not going out because Mary's coming.
No.
Look here. You'll enjoy yourself once you get there. You're in this house far too much. All day and every day.
I like being in the house. There's plenty to do.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to get out and meet more people. See new faces. Oh, you must get tired of mine.
Well, I don't complain, do I?
No, but
so why should you?
I'm not complaining, but I don't think it's right for you to live like a hermit. You're a pretty girl.
Girl? I'm 32.
Well, that's no age. Good heavens, look at me.
I am looking.
If you want to sit here and have a drink with us and get to know Mary properly, well, that's all right with me. But it seems a pity to miss your party.
Don't worry, I wouldn't waste an evening talking to Mrs. Fletcher. She's not my type.
She's a lovely person. You'll see in time, you'll be getting on very well together.
Oh, yes, you'll be getting on splendidly. On each other's nerves.
Oh, you won't even try, will you? Your whole attitude's been hostile from the word go.
Well, what else do you expect? I've run this house alone for the past 10 years.
You've done a wonderful job, Olive. I don't know how I could have managed without you. But I suppose it's never occurred to you that there may be more to marriage than housekeeping. Darn it all, a man wants a wife to share his bed.
Don't say that. Don't ever say anything like that to me again. It makes me sick to hear. Sick.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's nothing personal.
Oh, we shouldn't be fighting like this. After all, it won't make so much difference to you when Mary comes to live here. You can carry on as before.
And be her servant.
Why have you taken such a dislike to her? She's done her best to be friendly, but you won't even meet her halfway. What have you got against her?
She's common.
Oh, gorgeous.
Don't swear.
Well, it's enough to make anyone swear. That's what a fancy school does for you. Turns you into a snob. She's common. What am I and what are you when you come down to brass tacks?
Oh, dear.
It may be Ashton and Beswick now, but my father was a bricky, a common bricky, and don't you forget it. Oh, I'll go.
Oh, how are they all right?
Yeah. It's a bit parky tonight,
it's
isn't it?
George.
Oh, you needn't have rushed then.
Hello, Olive. Hey, you were looking smart.
She's going out.
Have you decided for me?
I was explaining the dress.
Is there any of that medicine left in the bathroom?
Well, you should know. You had it last.
Oh, don't tell me you're suffering again.
Oh, I'm in knots. I'm in agony. An iron hand is clawing up me guts. Nobody knows what I endure. They don't, nobody. It's all right, don't worry. I'll find me own way.
Oh, he knows the way better than we do. Why can't he keep his medicine in his own bathroom?
Because he doesn't want his wife to know he takes it. She put him on steamed fish and milk puddings.
Oh, do him good. You'd think he'd have the sense to see that he's digging his grave with his teeth.
He's old enough to know what he's doing.
Age and wisdom don't always go together. I'll write that on your bedroom wall.
I wouldn't take any notice of it if the letters were 10 feet high. I'll go.
Oh, hello, love. Oh,
well,
let me get near that fire.
Are you cold, me love?
Oh, it's only me feet. Oh, how to get chilblains. Oh, hello, Olive.
You should have let me drive round for you.
Oh, no thanks. It sets too many tongues wagging.
Oh, let them wag. My intentions are strictly honourable.
I know, and it makes a change, I can tell you. Men, they're all the same, aren't they, Olive?
I wouldn't know. I'll go and get my coat. She going out?
Yes, thank goodness.
Oh, you!
Come here. Come
Did I leave my cardigan in here?
I don't see one.
It must be upstairs. I forgot to tell you, Dad, there's something wrong with the television. I phoned them up about it.
Oh, all right, Olive. Thanks.
There's not much on tonight, anyway.
I'm going now.
Have a nice time.
Enjoy yourself and don't overdo... Cat.
What I want to know is, when shall I be allowed to kiss my own sweetheart in my own house?
Hey, that's a funny old word, sweetheart.
I'm a funny old man.
Don't say that. You don't look a day over 50, especially with your hat on.
All right, I'll wear my hat in bed then.
Yeah, it's as well Olive can't hear you. Howard. Something's bothering me.
Me too.
Oh, no. Stop it. Listen, it's important. We've got to talk about Olive.
Why?
Well, I don't think she likes me.
What on earth gives you that idea?
Well, there's her manner, for one thing. The way she looks at me is as though I was something the cat had dragged in. It's time you found out how she feels about us getting married, about me coming to live here.
It's none of her business.
Well, she's got to accept me, Howard.
You've accepted me, and that's what counts.
Well, it's all very well making plans. But what about afterwards? After the honeymoon? We'll be coming back here. Two women in one kitchen, Howard. It never works, you know.
Darn it all. I can't throw the girl out. This is her home.
Well, I wouldn't want you to, Howard. I wouldn't like to trample on anyone's feelings, but... Well, it would be nice if she moved out of her own accord. Say if she got married herself.
Married? Olive?
Well, why not?
Oh, I can't picture it somehow.
Oh, I can. It'd be the making of her. Past 30 and never a nibble. No wonder she's sour.
She's never been one for boyfriends. As far as I know, she couldn't care less.
What makes you so sure? Perhaps she's too proud to let on. Oh, good evening, Mr. Blakely.
Hello, love. Here, you were looking well.
Thanks.
Oh, tell me if I'm in the way.
You're in the way.
Howard.
What's up with you?
I'm fed up.
Oh, hey, it's still on, isn't it? You haven't fallen out.
It's Olive.
She's being awkward. I suppose it's only natural.
It is for her. With your Olive being awkward, as natural as breathing.
Now, George, Mary says it won't work, the three of us together.
You're dead right, you know it won't.
You must know a lot of people.
Well, I know most people.
I wonder, you wouldn't know of a nice man for Olive.
Mary.
You what?
I was just wondering whether you could put us on to a nice young man for Olive.
Oh, shush, keep it dark. Do you want the whole town to be alerted? Mass evacuation of all eligible males. They'll take to the hills,
I'll have less of that if you don't mind, George. Remember, you're talking about my daughter, and she's a very capable girl.
That's one thing I've always said about Olive. She'd be capable of anything.
Well, have you anyone in mind?
Well, there's a fella called Charlie Moffat.
He's got a wife here and a woman in Leeds. Any other bright ideas?
Well, he's got a nephew staying with him. You see, you didn't know that, did you? He's been lodging with him since his sister-in-law died. Frankie's name is. Well-set-up chap. Single.
How old is he?
Late 30s, no more.
And still single? What's wrong with him?
Nothing wrong with him. He's always lived with his mother. Happens she made him so comfortable he never wanted to leave. Well, do you want me to have a word with Charlie? Arrange a sort of meeting?
Aye, but do it tactfully.
All right, leave it to me. I am a master of intrigue. I've got his number somewhere here in my wallet.
You're not going to telephone him now.
Of course I am. You've heard about hot irons, haven't you?
Yes, but I mean, he's not...
Well, you can tell him the tale yourself. I've done my bit.
He's not coming.
He really is.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Blakely.
Go on, call me George.
Hey, you know, I've always liked that name. It's got a solid ring to it.
Well, I only live over the way. If he gets above himself, give us a scream.
There he goes, the master of intrigue.
Oh, let him alone. He did very well.
Oh, it's a rotten business. Why can't two people be happy without making a third suffer for it?
Oh, don't look so miserable, love. Then I take to each other straight off. At least you'll be able to have a word with him first, in confidence.
What do I say? I have for disposal one daughter who's done good service, but has now been declared redundant.
Oh, of course, if you're going to feel guilty about it.
I do feel guilty.
Well, I don't. Heaven knows I've tried. I've bent over backwards trying to get on the right side of Olive. Has she ever wondered what she'll do with the rest of her life after you've gone?
I suppose that's the right way to look at it.
Well, it's a sensible way. Here, did you hear somebody in the hall? What was that?
Oh, he can't be here already. Besides, how would he get in?
Oh, perhaps it's George.
Oh, not now. No. It must be. It can't be.
It's only me.
It is.
But why? Why so early?
Best if I know, but it's going to be awkward now, isn't it?
Hello, you two. What's the matter? Don't you recognise me? I live here. The name's Ashton.
Oh, I didn't expect you home so early.
Oh, I'm sorry if I disturbed you.
It's not that, but didn't you enjoy it?
Do I ever? I shouldn't have gone. Well, wasn't that the bell?
What?
I thought I heard the bell. There it goes again.
I think there's somebody at the door, Howard.
Very likely.
I'd better go.
Oh, tell him to go away.
Tell who to go away?
Whoever it is.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Well, you seem very sure that you want him to go away.
Well, I have an idea who it might be.
Then why don't you answer me?
Howard, it's him. He said...
good evening. I hope I've come to the right house. Are you Mr. Ashton?
Yes, he is. Aren't you, Howard?
What? Yes, I am. Did you want to see me?
Well, the message I got was that you wanted to see me. My name's Moffat. I had this phone call, you see.
Oh, never mind that now. Come and sit down. You must be thirsty.
What can I get you?
Well, nothing right now, thanks. I was surprised, really, because I've only met this chap once, and when he rang me up this evening, I thought it was just...
Oh, you must be Parrish turning out at this hour.
Oh, a touch of frost won't kill me. Hello.
Oh, you have not met Olive. Olive, this is...
Moffat, Chris and Frank. How do you do? Are you cold?
I've just come in.
Here, allow me to take your coat.
Thank you. I'll just put it in the hall.
My daughter.
Is she always so quiet, Mrs. Ashton?
Not always.
I'm not Mrs. Ashton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
It's Howard's fault for not introducing us properly. He's a widower, actually.
I see.
I'm Mrs. Fletcher.
Soon to be Mrs. Ashton.
The trouble is...
Not now, Mary.
Listen, love, one of us has to speak. The poor fellow's in a daze. He probably thinks we're all dotty.
I admit I'm not completely in the picture.
Let me put it this way.
Olive!
Have you any special interests, Mr. Moffat?
Not outside of my work, no.
Oh, that's good.
Are you sure you won't have a drink?
Perhaps he'd rather have a cup of tea. I thought you would.
Tea at this time?
Well, tea's welcome any time.
It doesn't suit you after six, and you know it. Don't blame me if you're up and down half the night.
Sweet girl. She worries about her dad. She's looked after him for 10 years, you know, been like a mother. Isn't that so, Howard?
As good as gold.
Only it's tricky now, if you understand me, I mean.
Oh?
You know, well, I'll be taking over from her.
Oh, and she'll be in the way?
I've every right to marry again.
Oh, I'm sure you have. In any case, it's no business of mine.
The trouble is that Olive's got used to being mistress of this house, you see.
Well, that's understandable after 10 years.
It may be so, but what's to stop her from having a house of her own? She's got no ties. Do you follow me?
I'm not sure.
As a matter of fact, we didn't expect her back so early, did we, love?
No.
We were hoping to have a quiet word with you beforehand.
I see.
I'd appreciate it if you'd treat all this in strict confidence.
You can rely on me, Mr. Ashton. Where is she now?
Well, in the kitchen, I should think, but...
Which way is that? Now, don't bother. I'll find it.
He's ruddy quick off the mark.
Shall I keep you company till your father gets back from taking Mrs. Fletcher home? Or am I keeping you up?
No. I'm waiting up for him in any case. I always make him a hot drink before he turns in.
Does Mrs. Fletcher live far from here?
Jubilee Terrace. It shouldn't be long.
Why don't you relax?
I am perfectly relaxed.
Then why have you got both fists clenched?
I haven't. Oh.
You've been on edge all evening. I've been watching you.
Then that's probably why.
No, something's biting you. I noticed as soon as I came in. I wish you'd tell me what it is.
I wish you'd stop trying to analyze me. It's very rude.
I'm sorry. I'm always direct. My name's Frank, and I try to live up to it. You're shy, do you know that?
I am not shy.
Yes, you are. I must say it's quite refreshing. You know, most of the girls I meet are too forward. They practically throw themselves at you.
I suppose that's one of the penalties of being irresistible.
Oh, back into the cheese, Frank Moffat. Well, this is a pleasant room. Did you choose the colour scheme?
Yes.
I could take a flat, I suppose, and get somebody in to do it for me.
Why don't you?
Too lazy. That's my worst fault, idleness. What's your worst fault?
If I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Well, I expect I shall be able to find out for myself, sooner or later. I like my work, but around the house I'm bone idle.
Perhaps you've been spoiled.
Now, that's what Auntie Lily says. She was nattering on this evening. I was glad of an excuse to come away. So, when I received a mysterious phone call... You know, I'm still not sure why I was invited here.
Neither am I. I wasn't told anything about it until you walked in.
And it was too late to run. You stood and stared like a cornered rabbit, and then you froze. You're still frozen. Ice cold hands in a room like an oven.
Is that the... No, I thought I heard the car.
Now give the man a chance to say goodnight properly. Look, it was at the back of his mind all evening. Here. Come and sit on the sofa and I'll let you hold my hand.
You must be balmy.
Why? Because I've taken a liking to you.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I hope you don't expect me to be grateful.
You know, that's one of the things I like, your independent spirit. I like your quick intelligence and your shyness and your rare smile. The way you keep pulling your skirt down over your knees.
And best of all, you like the settlement that comes with me.
What?
I hope my father remembered to mention it when he invited you over to inspect the goods. She's 32 and sound in wind and limb, an opportunity not to be missed. Bargain of the month. That's me.
Aren't you letting yourself jump to conclusions?
I'm not far out, am I?
We've been introduced. That is all. We have met. There is nothing unusual or sinister about that, is there? Look here, if I don't appeal to you, tell me. I won't bother you again. Now, get this straight. If I wanted to marry for money, I'd do it properly. I'd find myself a really wealthy widow and spend the rest of my life curled up in a lap like a poodle. I intend to get ahead under my own steam. I've got the qualifications. I've got plenty of patience. I'm prepared to be patient with you. To wait and see whether we can, develop any sort of relationship. But I'm darned if I'm going to let you insult me. Now, wooing is one thing, but crawling is another. First a smack in the eye, then a left to the solar plexus. Oh, crikey, you winded me with that last one. You took my breath away.
Is that why you've so little to say for yourself?
I do go on a bit, don't I? Well, where does that leave us? If I come again, would you let me in?
Yes. Yes. Drop in any time, any evening. Every evening. Have lunch with us on Sunday.
Thanks very much.
I'm sorry if I seem standoffish. I don't meet many people and
Look, you're shy. There's no need to apologize. I saw it at once.
I'm afraid you'll have to be patient with me.
Didn't I say I would?
Oh, so you did. I don't think I'll wait for Dad any longer. Oh, is this your coat?
Yes. Give it to me, then. I won't bite you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good night, Olive.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Right? Ashton. Yes, on my way.
Well, cheerio. Did you both have a nice chat?
Where have you been?
Mary couldn't find her key. Hey, I'm peckish. What about some supper?
You can get it yourself!
I wonder who told her.
Oh, I've no idea. I'm sure I didn't. Oh, if George Blakely's got no respect for his stomach, that's his own lookout. I wouldn't dream of interfering.
What happened exactly?
His wife came and took his medicine away. She'd already got 3 bottles in her basket, so I fancy she'd been combing the neighbourhood.
What did she say?
Not much. But I've a feeling our friend will find a coddled egg for his dinner this evening, and a nice glass of warm milk.
Poor old George.
Oh, I've no sympathy for him. The man's a pig.
Let he that is without sin... I say, Frank's not coming tonight, is he?
Yes. Any objections?
Plenty. He's here 5 nights out of 7, hogging the sofa and talking as if he'd been wound up.
Well, you've no one to blame but yourself. Drop in any time, you said.
Did I?
Always happy to see you. You were most insistent about it.
Oh, I don't remember. I might have said something of the sort, I suppose. Only polite. But all the same, there's a limit to hospitality. Why doesn't he take you out?
Oh, perhaps he can't afford to.
Of course he can. He can't be bothered, that's all. He uses most of his limited strength to get here, and what's left goes straight to his jaw.
He's tired at night. It's very demanding work that he does.
Don't tell me. I've heard all about it in exhaustive detail. Am I allowed out this evening?
Not unless you take us with you.
What's the matter? Don't you trust him?
Not entirely. Besides, he might think we were trying to compromise him.
Rubbish. You've got some cockeyed notions, Olive.
I got this one from Frank. He makes jokes about there being safety in numbers, but I know what he's driving at.
You're quite taken with him, aren't you?
I can't afford to be choosy.
Oh, don't say that, love. I only want to see you happy and settled.
I was happy and settled before all this.
You thought you were.
Oh, have it your own way. I don't want to argue about it anymore.
Oh, heck. I've all but broken me back crawling out of this fella's car.
Oh, it's built for speed.
Aye, it takes you 2 minutes to get here and 15 to wriggle your way out. Hello, love.
I'd have called for you, love, but Olive said you'd be stock-taking until late and didn't know what time you'd be ready.
Oh, no, we finished yesterday. Don't you remember, Olive?
Oh, yes, I remembered afterwards, but so I rang Frank.
You shouldn't have done that. I would have gone.
Well, there wasn't much point in you turning out, especially, Dad, when Frank was passing anyway.
Passing anyway, yes.
I could have driven over for you.
Oh, what difference does it make, as long as I got here?
Now then, what are you girls having?
Girls? Does that include me?
It doesn't include Frank, I hope.
Dad, I think you've made him jealous, Mary.
Never. You're not jealous, are you, Howard?
I've got some hot coffee ready. Oh, will you help me bring it in, Frank?
At your service.
You should see your face. Here, mind you don't curdle the gin.
Well, you should have seen the way you walked in with him.
Well, I was only being friendly.
Not too ruddy friendly. Like that nonsense at the fair last Saturday.
Do you mean when he won me the goldfish?
Not that. When you were squashed up against him in the Dodgem car.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I'm Bonnie, and you wouldn't come on with me.
I should think not. Fairs are for kids.
Oh, they're fun, though. Harmless.
Senseless. It was a daft notion of yours to go.
Of mine? I didn't suggest it, Olive did.
Well, she said you did.
Ah, she probably doesn't like to admit that she enjoys anything so vulgar. But she suggested it. I said I didn't think it would suit you, and I was right. I've never seen you in such a temper, and I shouldn't care to see it again.
And while we've got the chance to talk alone for a few minutes, which doesn't seem to be very often these days, what was Frank doing at your house on Sunday morning?
I've told you, fixing me a towel rail.
Well, you could have asked me.
Well, I was going to, but I mentioned it to Olive and she sent Frank. He's very handy. It was only a case of filling the plaster where it had come away. He used something out of a tube. Sets hard in seconds.
Does it now? Well, it's a pity he doesn't brush his teeth with it.
Besides, Olive says you need your rest on Sundays.
Olive should mind her own business. It was a grand morning, and I thought we could go for a run on our own for once. Look, let's get out of here.
Where do you want to go?
Anywhere. Your house. A pub.
But
anywhere but here.
But I've just got comfy, and Olive's baking. She'll be offended.
Oh, who cares?
Well, I do, for one. Goes to a lot of trouble to say that everyone has a good time. She's improved out of all recognition since she met Frank. And you ought to be grateful to him instead of knocking him all the time.
Well, I'm always perfectly polite.
Are you?
Here we are, then. All we want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper coffee pot.
I may be off my dot,
but all we want is a proper cup of coffee. Does my imagination play me false, milady, or is the master not in the best of humours?
I think he's upset because I came in your car.
Well, would you call that reasonable?
Would you?
It's not as though it were a vehicle which could lend itself to hanky-panky. Although amazing feats have been performed in confined spaces before now, eh?
What's the joke?
Oh, I couldn't possibly tell you.
Oh, if it's like that, I wouldn't want to hear. Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in a huff about something. Oh, he's been so edgy lately.
But, Mary, you have to make allowances. The winter gets him down. It's his cough.
I never heard him cough.
Oh, it's only at night. As soon as he puts his head on the pillow. Oh, it's pitiful to hear him.
Does it keep you awake?
Oh, many a time. And then he can hardly drag himself down to breakfast. He's like death warmed up.
Like what?
Like death warmed up?
Now look, don't mention anything. He's very touchy about it, Mary. I'll hide his glass. He's had quite enough already, and he's murdered to nurse when he's poorly. Oh, yes, it hasn't always been easy.
You have all my sympathy.
Oh, there you are, Dad.
What are you looking at me like that for, Mary? I'm sorry if I was discourteous, Frank.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Ashton. We all have our off days. Oh, can I pour you some coffee?
Well, I left a drink somewhere.
Have coffee.
Oh, all right.
Hey, you're not smoking again, Howard.
What's that?
But you were putting one out when I came in.
So what? You've never objected before.
Oh, well, if you'd sooner cough, then cough.
Cough? I never cough. Olive will bear me out. Olive, do I ever cough?
No, Dad.
There you are, you see.
I learned a new card trick today. Where are the cards, Olive?
Oh, in the dining room. Sideboard. Right-hand drawer, I think.
Right, I'll get them.
I'll go and top the coffee up.
Why are you such a wet blanket?
The man's a thumping, thundering, crashing bore.
He's only trying to be pleasant and entertaining. It's better than sitting and sulking.
What do you want me to do? Learn out about God Save the Queen or jump through a hoop?
Yes, I can see how it's going to be when we're married. We'll sit in here with the curtains drawn, staring at each other and yawning.
Not at all. I'm as sociable as the next man. But I've been having too much of it lately. And too much of him out there. Laughing boy. Here, give us a kiss.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, I thought Ollie was here. Sorry, I'll beat love.
Get your coat.
Get lost.
Oh, come on.
I'm not moving. If you want to go, go on your own and welcome.
Listen, Mary, we're not kids. How long do you expect me to... I shall go balmy.
You sit down and behave yourself.
Oh, it amuses me the way you defend your honour. I hope you're not trying to convince me that you've led a life of blameless virtue.
Here, just what are you suggesting?
That you're a woman with a big, generous heart, and I love you for it. I don't care who you've known or how well before we met.
Don't do me any favours.
I'm not being condescending. All I'm trying to say
is... Well, here's the cards.
And here's the coffee.
Oh, heck.
My head aches. I think I'll go home if you don't mind, Olive.
Oh, would you like an aspirin?
No, I'll be all right, thanks. Cheerio, Frank.
Good night, Mary. I'm sorry about the head.
Oh, it's nothing much.
Mary, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, poor Mary.
Oh, she looked pale.
Not her usual self.
No.
Well, here we are then, all on our ownio. An unexpected situation, not to say rare. You're looking darn pleased with yourself.
Hmm? Oh, am I? I was thinking about something. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying it was unusual for us to be alone together.
Why be alone? The more the merrier.
Well, there's not been a lot of merriment this evening.
Oh, well, Dad was being difficult.
He and Mary don't seem to be as fond of each other as they used to be.
Did you think so?
No. You know, it'd be better if we were out of the way. Why don't you come out with me? I've asked you time and time again. You always make some excuse.
Oh, we're always going out.
In a foursome. Now, that's not the same thing at all. Olive, stop shuffling those plates and sit down. Now, come on.
Oh, all right.
We've not had a straight talk since we first met. Now, there's a house for sale at Moor Green. Shall we look over it?
Oh, it seems silly to buy a house from strangers when Dad's a builder.
Well, this one's almost completed. It's the right size and the right price. Now, we've come to what's called a tacit agreement, but it won't do. You can almost feel the words we've left unspoken hanging between us like an invisible curtain. That curtain is always going to be there until I say them and you answer. Now, Olive...
I don't know why Dad wouldn't eat anything.
You never listen properly.
I was listening.
What was I saying?
About a house.
No, after that.
About the curtains?
I give up. I give up. I give up. Beating my head against a stone wall here. Good night, Olive.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you in hell first. Do you think I'm daft? Do you think I haven't seen what you've been up to?
What?
You've been using me. You've been stringing me along a convenient fourth so that you could plague Howard and tell Mary the tale. He's cranky and unbearable, and he coughs at night.
Well, he does cough at night.
I wonder. You've been doing your level best to part them, and then what? What's the next step in the master plan? You give me the old heave-ho, I suppose, once I've served my purpose. Thank you for all your hospitality. If I could have prized you out of this house, I'd have been glad to return some of it. Say goodbye to your father for me. I'll drop him a line. Oh, is...
Are you still here?
I was just leaving.
Want to buy an engagement ring? Going cheap.
No, thanks.
Would you mind seeing yourself out?
It will be a pleasure.
You came back in the nick of time.
What do you mean?
I told you I didn't like to be left alone with him.
He didn't try anything, did he?
The minute you closed the door behind you, oh, it was awful. Where are you going?
To wring his ruddy neck.
Oh, let him go. Oh, Dad, come and sit down. I'm glad to see the back of him.
Well, I'm sorry, love, but I thought he was decent.
Decent? Oh, you don't know the half of it. And it hasn't made it pleasanter knowing that I was second choice.
Second to whom?
To Mary, of course. She's round where I'm flat, and she's forgotten more about love than I'll ever learn.
Well, never mind. It's all over now, at any rate. And we're both in the same boat.
Do you want anything?
No, thanks. Go to bed. You look tired out.
Get to have a bath.
The plain fact is you're too good for any of them. Good night, love.
Good night, Dad. Don't sit up too late.
What's that?
Shh. Let me in.
What the heck do you want? What do you think you're doing?
Oh, just let me get through. Where's Olive?
Have you gone raving mad?
Is she upstairs?
Yes, she is. And you're not getting past this door.
Has she gone to bed?
You've got the cheek of the devil.
Look, I'm sorry, I know it's late, but
I were 20 years younger. 10 years younger.
Now, look, Mr. Ashton, you're not too old to marry again.
I'm too old to give you the hiding you deserve.
Me? Why? Oh, what have I done?
Don't come the ruddy innocent with me. I don't know what sort of girls you've been in the habit of associating with. Well, Olive's not like that.
Of course she isn't.
She's not cheap.
And whoever suggested she was?
You, by treating her like all the rest. By taking advantage of an inexperienced girl in her own home where you've been made welcome. It's more than I can...
What are you talking about? I haven't touched her.
I find that very hard to believe in view of the evidence.
What evidence?
Her clothes were disarranged.
Were they? Were they indeed disarranged? Well, if they were, believe me, Mr. Ashton, she'd disarrange them herself.
Are you calling my daughter a liar?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm calling her.
Now, look.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Ashton. There's something that you ought to know. And it won't hurt you to listen.
Oh, I see you're busy.
I usually am.
Saw him for your trousseau?
No.
Oh, sorry. My mistake. Where's your dad?
Gone out to buy himself new pyjamas. He's got 6 pairs, but evidently they're not smart enough to take on holiday.
He's never thinking of holidays already.
He's not only thinking, he's going.
When?
Today.
Funny time of the year to go away.
Sprang it on me suddenly this morning. 9 o'clock and too late to cancel the beef. No consideration. Oh, still, if it'll cheer him up.
Why, has something upset him?
Haven't you heard what's happened?
No.
They've parted, he and Mrs. Fletcher.
No.
In other words, the marriage has been postponed indefinitely. Well, don't look so shocked. I wasn't. I've been expecting it for some time.
But he was dotty about her.
Dotty's the word. Anyway, he says he wants to think, as if he couldn't think perfectly well at home, in comfort.
But what about you? You were going to have your hands full, Olive, with 2 men to look after.
No, I won't be getting married. My first duty is to my father.
You never intended to marry him, did you?
Everybody else has been doing the intending. I simply let matters take their course. We're all back to square one now, which suits me very well.
So, you've been leading us up the garden path, straight up the garden path.
And through the gate.
My word, you were cool. How long's he been gone?
About 2 hours.
Two hours to buy a pair of pyjamas?
He's fussy.
All the same, 2 hours. Hey, I hope he's all right.
Of course he's all right.
But when he gets back, if he does, I'll tell him what you've been up to. I'll tell him.
Now, what's there to tell? I've entertained my friends and his. I've been the life and soul of the party. It's not my fault that the more he and Mary saw each other, the less they liked what they saw.
That's not the real story, and well, you know it.
Well, tell him what you like. But remember this. He's lost her now, and without me, he'll really be alone. So before you interfere, you'd better stop to consider what the consequences might be. He's here now. I'd keep quiet if I were you.
Hello, George.
Hello, old lad.
Have you got what you wanted?
Yes, put them in the case.
Oh, let me get you something to eat before you go, Dad.
No, don't bother.
Well, you can't go all day on a mouthful of toast.
No, I'll stop on the way.
Olive tells me you're going up to Westmoreland.
Yes.
What are you grinning about?
If you promise to keep Mum, I'll show you something.
What? What? Hey, it's not a gun.
No, a gun. It's not a gun, you daft article. What would I want with a gun?
Well, people have killed themselves for love before now, you know.
Oh, ruddy fools. Here, does this look like a lethal weapon? This carnation?
What's that for?
What do you think? We've taken the plunge. 10:30 this morning. Registry office.
You haven't.
Do you take? I do. I will, and so on. The knot's been tied.
Hey, but Olive said...
Olive doesn't know.
Well, you might have let me know.
Couldn't risk it, George. It's not that I don't trust you, but you've got a wide-open nature. Look at you now. Get your face under control before Olive sees it.
Where's Mary, then?
Waiting for me at her house. Frank's there. Now, I've come for my case, because Olive's packed for me. Doesn't think I'm capable of putting a pair of socks together. Poor girl. This is going to be a nasty shock for her.
Hey, tell her now. Tell her while I'm here.
Not likely. No, Frank's volunteered to break it to her when Mary and I are safely on our way.
Up the M6?
No, down the M1. We're going to London. Just the two of us.
Naturally.
Well, aren't you going to wish me luck?
The best of British, old fraud. You're a cunning old fraud.
Dad!
Never mind, old lad.
Dad!
Yes, love? Yes, love?
I've been packing.
But I've got all I shall need.
I've been packing my things.
Your things?
Aye, aye.
Your things?
Yes. I'm coming with you. There's nothing to laugh at. We went to Cornwall at Whitsun and had a lovely time.
Yes, but that was different. You can't come with me this time.
Well, why not? There's nothing to keep me here.
Yeah, but the whole purpose of this trip is to... Yeah, well, the whole purpose of this trip is for me to be on my own, to sort myself out.
But, Dad, you'll be miserable on your own. You know very well you'll be bored to tears walking across the fells by yourself.
Especially in your present frame of mind.
You keep out of
sitting
this.
Sitting at an hotel table for one, brooding.
Oh, I'll go and close the windows upstairs.
Hello.
Oh, it's Frank. Frank?
What does he want?
Oh, good morning, all. Was there room for a little one? How are you this morning, Olive? Hey, you get prettier every day.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm going to pack.
Why? Where are you off to?
For a weekend in the country, with my father.
Oh, yes. Does he know?
Of course he does. Let me pass, please.
What shall I do with her? She's like a leech. Now, why are you here now? I thought you were both to wait for me. That was the arrangement.
Well, yes, Mary lost patience with your arrangements after we cracked the second bottle. She's outside my car, thirsting for blood.
Thirsting for what?
She wants to have it out with Olive.
Oh, Eck, take cover.
Well, look, I persuaded her to wait till I came in to warn you. Well, actually, what I've done is I've put the safety belt on her and she can't undo it. Sweet woman, but mechanically ungifted.
I'll undo it. I'll put her in my car and we'll scarp her.
Windy.
What was that?
I wouldn't let a daughter of mine intimidate me.
You didn't have a daughter like mine. And I don't want a lot of unpleasantness today, of all days.
Look, I don't blame you. Off you go. It's a long drive.
George, would you have Olive over at your house this evening?
I will look after Olive.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of.
Look, I promise not to do anything she doesn't want me to do. And that probably gives me more scope than you could possibly imagine.
Now, look here, Frank.
You know I intend to marry her. Now, how I land her is my business. I might have to use surprise tactics.
You should give him a medal.
Now, let's get one thing absolutely clear.
Do you want me to take her on, or don't you? Look, it's no good playing the heavy father at this late stage. If you're so concerned, take her with you.
Mary.
Hey, that's Mary.
Oh, I forgot she was
out
there.
Hey, you forgot the bride. Hey, that's a good start, isn't it? Women don't like to be overlooked. No. It's not on their wedding day.
Oh, where's me case? Goodbye.
Oh, hey, what about you, coat? Oh, the man's falling apart.
Thanks. Oh. How you drive?
Where's Dad?
He's gone.
Oh, Ernie's to the garage. He always has the tyres and battery checked before we leave.
All right, well, I'm off now. I'm going to the King's Arms for lunch. I can't look another egg custard in the face. No, don't bother me out.
I thought you weren't coming anymore.
I'm a glutton for punishment. I thrive on it. Well, besides, somebody has to keep an eye on you while your dad's away.
Did you know he was going?
Well, of course. I've known for a day or two.
That's nice. I wasn't informed till this morning.
Well, you're only his daughter. I'm his best friend.
Since when?
Oh, since I supported him in his hour of need. What did you want to tag along for? Have you got a guilty conscience?
No.
Yes. You're afraid of what you've done to him.
Oh, it's a waste of time talking to you. You always draw your own conclusions.
Don't kiss me in front of the window, darling. Somebody might see us.
I wasn't going to.
Oh, I thought I detected a gleam of pure lust in your eye.
You were mistaken, and I've never heard of pure lust.
Oh, it's composed of three parts desire to one part affection. The affection is the purifying agent. Here. Have a piece of cake.
Hmm?
Well, take it.
What is it?
It's wedding cake. Look, I'm sorry I couldn't bring you any champagne, but I couldn't put that in my pocket. Now, if you don't want to eat it, put it under your pillow and dream of me.
Have you been to a wedding?
Nothing elaborate. A quiet ceremony, a few friends, neighbours, just enough to toast the happy pair.
When was this?
This morning.
Where?
At 14 Jubilee Terrace. The bride looked delightful in blue and pink. The groom was jumpy this morning. Did you notice?
Dad?
Who but?
He was lying to me.
Family failing.
He said he was going away to think.
Oh, a feeble story. No, as a fabricator, he's not in your class. You're in a class of your own.
Sloping off with that barmaid.
Oh, that's no way to speak of my future mother-in-law.
Pretending to be heartbroken.
Imagine.
After all I've done.
Oh, you have been to incredible lengths. You even told him we'd had a tussle.
Oh.
Oh, you don't go in for little fibs, do you? No, great colourful tales. Poor orphan Annie, attacked by the ape man.
Oh, that lot he cared.
Oh, he did. He was deeply concerned.
Was he? What did he say?
He said, good for you, my boy, and not before time.
He didn't.
Oh, you don't know. You weren't there.
Did you help to arrange this elopement?
I can claim to have oiled the wheel.
Why didn't you keep out of it?
Because they're so right for each other. He needs her warmth. She needs his protection.
But what about me?
You? Oh, yes, you. You're a problem. You've always been a problem.
I wasn't a problem before she came. There were no problems.
Well, there was no nothing, just stagnation. And I suppose this is the end of what might have been the beginning of us, too.
I'm afraid so.
Is there no spark which could be fanned into a flame?
Oh, don't talk rot.
Nothing left. Nothing but the ashes of a burnt-out fire.
There never was a fire. Honestly!
Honestly? Well, that sounds odd coming from you.
You irritated me from the beginning. A complete stranger, leaning back with your legs crossed as if you owned the place, taking it for granted that I wouldn't be able to resist you. You still take it for granted. I thought you were awful, and when I showed as much, you put it down to shyness. Oh, I wanted to scream.
So you are shy. Or if you want a longer
word... I shall get it, whether or not.
Inhibited. But you can't hide behind Daddy anymore.
Well, we've been driving around arguing. She won.
I thought you'd gone.
Where is she? Oh, there you are. Have you told her, Frank? Has he told you? We were wed this morning, me and your dad. Now, what do you say to that? There. That's taken the wind out of her sails. You've got nothing to say. Oh, she's never liked me. You've never liked me, you know. You think I'm common. Well, common I may be, but at least I'm straight.
That's enough now, love. Let it rest.
You get your hands off me. I'm disgusted with you, Howard Ashton. You're another sly one like her. You're the block that she's been chipped off of. You and your arrangements. Creeping out and getting married on the QT as if we were criminals. Don't let Olive guess. Mustn't let Olive find out. Olive will play steam. What I want to know is, who the hell does she think she is? And when are you going to remember who you are? And whose house is this? Whose house is it?
It's mine.
Well, I was beginning to wonder. You crawl in and out of it apologetically like... Well, I'd like a worm, with no blinking backbone.
I'd always heard that people behaved differently after they were married, but I had no idea that it happened so suddenly. I wish you joy of her, Father.
Are you going to stand there and let her insult me?
She hasn't insulted me. She wished me joy.
It's the way she said it.
So what did you want to start for? You knew it was asking for trouble.
Yeah, she's trying to get between us again. I was only speaking my mind, and that's healthy.
It's not so healthy when you're on the receiving end. Oh, I could have spared you all this, Dad.
Oh, yes. You'd have spared me. You, of all people. You've had it in for me ever since your mother died. But I've tried to do my best by him.
And I've looked after you all these years, only to be pushed aside by a fat blonde with a voice like a factory hooter.
Air up, you think?
That's no way to talk to Mary.
That's no way to talk about anybody.
You mind your own business.
You want your bottom smacked.
Right, she does.
Do you mind? This is between my father and me.
You'll do her the world of good.
There is such a thing as...
Lady Mook.
There is such a thing as loyalty. Men forget that when it comes to sex. They forget about loyalty and lose all the sense they were born with. And for what? You know what? At your age, too. It's not suitable.
I'll decide what's suitable for me and what isn't. And when it comes to loyalty, don't you owe me any. You came into the world with nothing but my name, and I've fed you and clothed you, and you've wanted for nothing. I even paid Thick to send you to that ruddy school so that you talk as if your back teeth were stuck together with toffee. Yes, you've kept house, but you've had the run of the house, and that's what you wanted. Now, if you think I owe you 10 years' wages, take a look at your bank account. I reckon you've been paid with interest. The point is, a housekeeper can be dismissed. You can give her a month's notice, a good reference, and a travelling clock, and that's that. Well, I shall have to give you notice. I didn't want it to come to this, but if you can't treat Mary with respect, I'm not going to have her life made miserable by you. Now, we'll be back sometime next week. I'll let you know, and we'll be coming back to this house, and I don't expect to find you here. We were willing to, coexist, but what you do now is your own affair. Marry Frank.
Marry Frank. Marry anybody. I could marry the dustman for all you care.
The dustman wouldn't have you.
Wouldn't he? Well, you should know.
Oh!
Oh, don't cry, love. Don't cry. You've upset her.
I've upset her. I like that. She burst in here with her feathers flying, looking for a fight. Oh, for heaven's sake, take her away.
Come on, Mary. It's getting late.
Mrs. Ashton, the sun's come out. The sun's shining for you.
My husband and I... My husband and I will be at home on Sundays and alternate Saturdays. We hope you'll come and see us. You'll both be very welcome.
Now, what are you hanging about for?
You don't need anybody, do you? You're entirely self-sufficient and a natural homemaker. You've made your own little nest. If it gets too quiet, you can buy yourself a budgie. Teach him to talk. Bobby, want a biscuit? Say, Auntie Olive. Olive, Olive, Olive.
Oh,
want a biggie?
Stop it.
Shall I go? Do you want me to go? You know, I've discovered something. Champagne in the morning has a marked effect. When we're married, we'll drink it at breakfast and to hell with the expense. I want you. I want to kiss you and I want to hold you. Why don't you swallow your pride? I did. It didn't choke me.
But mine's greater than yours.
Olive.
Oh, Frank.